On Wednesdays, we practice hope. We take the small flame of hope and we grow it and grow it until it's abundant. And we do this because hope is actually a behavior. It's a practice. It doesn't always come naturally. And so by having a practice where every Wednesday we think and associate ourselves to hopeful thoughts, eventually it becomes present in our life. On Wednesdays, we practice hope. Every property I've ever bought, the finance journey was filled with nine no's, and for every one yes. I can tell you now that this is normal. Practice hope so that you don't give up. It's a skill and a virtue. Today, I just want to delve into the concept of cultivating hope within yourself. We explore some practices and tools and perspectives that allow us to nurture and foster hope. In terms of home ownership and whenua, you need hope. I'm telling you, you need hope and you need lots of it, because often the process feels like it is always a no. I need you to retrain yourself to see no as not yet instead. Not yet. Rather than no. Hope is a practice. You can rewire yourself to feel hopeful. To feel hopeful, try thinking of yourself when you were little. Visualize giving yourself, you, what you needed at that time as a child to feel hopeful and joyful. I just want to go back over fostering hope through visualization. The practice I'm asking of you is to tap in to compassion, natural feelings of compassion. And typically, a lot of people find that easy to do when they're directing that compassion at someone else, towards someone else. And I don't know if you've ever found this, but some people find it easier to act with compassion towards more distant relatives or to strangers. And as someone gets closer to self, to them, to yourself perhaps, you get less and less inclined to show outwardly and actively compassionate behavior. So my exercise is for you to change that, flip that around, and visualize being as generous to yourself, to the little child version of yourself, as possible. And I say child, could be teenager, could be the version of you yesterday. Just pick a time in your life when you needed the compassion, and visually or even say out loud reassuring, kind things to that version of yourself, of you. Could be you today. And it might sound like, it's okay. You made a mistake. You didn't know. You didn't know that was the answer. But now you know. You know now. And because you know the answer now of how to do something better, of how you have permission, I give you permission, Inez, to take your time, to slow down, take your time,
And I also give you permission to make mistakes. Make a mistake every day if you need to, but just take your time and try it again. We've got time. It's not a no, it's just a not yet. You're doing awesome. And as corny as this may sound to some of you, try it for a week, then try it for 2 weeks, then try it for 4 weeks. Try it every day for just a week, just one moment, that's on Wednesdays, to cultivate hope by being kind to yourself and to a version of yourself who needs to hear it. Because the likelihood that we can rely on people outside of ourselves to give us what we need is very low. Doesn't happen. And it's a recipe, anti-hope recipe, really, to rely on others as our source of inspiration and compassion. I believe hope can be abundant in your life if you can learn to rely on cultivating it from within yourself. Mauri ora.
Thank you for listening to the Wealth Centre podcast. Be sure to subscribe for updates. We'll let you know whenever a new episode is released. And this way, we can keep on working on our wealth mindset together. You can check out my website, inezcoach.com, for more information. Mauri ora.